See,
said Athelney Jones, reappearing down the steps again, facts are better than theories after all. My view of the case is confirmed. There is a trapdoor communicating with the roof, and it is partly open.
It was I who opened it.
Oh, indeed. You did notice it, then?
He seemed a little crestfallen at the discovery.
Well, whoever noticed it, it shows how our gentleman got away. Inspector?
Yes, sir.
From the passage.
Ask Mr. Sholto to step this way. Mr. Sholto, it is my duty to inform you that anything which you may say will be used against you. I arrest you in the Queen's name as being concerned in the death of your brother.
Didn't I tell you?
Cried the poor little man, throwing out his hands and looking from one to the other of us.
Don't trouble yourself about it, Mr. Sholto, said Holmes. I think that I can engage to clear you of the charge.
Don't promise too much, Mr. Theorist. Don't promise too much,
snapped the detective.
You may find it a harder matter than you think.
Not only will I clear him, Mr. Jones, but I will make you a free present of the name and description of one of the two people who were in this room last night. His name, I have every reason to believe, is Jonathan Small. He is a poorly educated man, small, active, with his right leg off, and wearing a wooden stump which is worn away upon the inner side. His left boot has a coarse, square-toed sole with an iron band around the heel. He is a middle-aged man, much sunburnt, and has been a convict. These few indications may be of some assistance to you, coupled with the fact that there is a good deal of skin missing from the palm of his hand. The other man...
The other man?
Asked Athelney Jones in a sneering voice, but impressed, nonetheless, as I could easily see, by the precision of the other's manner.